no, wait, this is open to anybody. I mean, I kind of meant for this to be a community thing.
So you showed a lot of, like, you know, individual tools. You had scripts you used to try to tie all
together. Oh, yes, I completely forgot. Yes, I was going to show that. So, yes, of course, I'm not just talking about this. I do have things that I'm writing, and I'm hoping to release a couple of these sooner than later. Let's see if I can pull up that one. So that's our input directory and our output directory. Still
there it is.
So it goes through and it processes that directory.
Make sure you put Jason's name on the sign off to that.
There too.
If you look at that DevTools.pack, you'll see how I replace bind, parsing output of bind.
Yes.
Using it properly.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be parsing output of bind.
Yes, yes. Well, I just learned that today. Or yesterday.
Yes.
Right, you learned it the first time you had a directory with spaces in it.
Yes.
First time you had a directory named Auto.
So here's a good example. So it takes those files. And usually I run this, like here we're doing processing 4. Usually I'm processing like 8,000 MP3s. So I load it up, I set the quality settings that I'd like. You know, if it's like a really small device, you know, I set the quality setting like very low, and then I run the script. And when I wake up in the morning, I have all these files that I can then put on my computer.
Does that build the tagging and stuff?
No. What's great about all these tools is they take the metadata and transparently convert it. And it does that using those tagging tools in the script. So if you look at the script, so if you look at the script here, it as it's going through these,
you don't tag your files.
Right here, so it, as you can see here, so it goes through and it picks up the tags that we want and just pulls it out. Oh, I guess that's how you show tags. So it picks those up and then it tags them if you're using ID3. I think the going from FLAC to OGG is actually more transparent, and OGG encoder grabs the tags on its own without having to do this. But in any case, point is, these scripts are really easy to write because they all have